John, how much data are we going to need in order to consider using NAB in the adjuvant setting? Are we going to need a phase 3 adjuvant trial?
Well, first of all, I'm concerned about the metastatic data. I mean, Eric raised the fact it was done ex-US, ex-North America, but it was also a investigator-assessed response rate in an unblinded trial setting. So it's a recipe for disaster. And because of that, I think that we have to be careful of the metastatic data, particularly against docetaxel. And unfortunately, I think in the adjuvant setting, we in particular need randomized trials because, again, long-term toxicities are far more critical in a curative intent population. So I don't see a way around it, even though it's a boring trial. I hope someone else does it and tells me the results.
That's what I've been feeling.
I'm not particularly interested in doing it myself.
Brian?
Again, to be provocative, but I really believe this, and I'd like to hear Matthew's and Mark's view on this. We're going to be increasingly facing targeted therapies based upon, in my opinion, biomarkers. To me, platinum, taxanes, anthracyclines at this moment are going to begin to be more biomarker-driven. There may be some with topo 2 with anthracycline. We don't know yet. It's controversial. I think the mismatch recombinant DNA repair business with the platinums, taxanes, the role of tau, other resistance markers, whatever. Surely it would be more important to determine if there is a basis for individualizing chemotherapy in 2007 as opposed to putting 2,000 or 3,000 patients on nab-paclitaxel versus paclitaxel.
I'm going to ask Joe final comment again in terms of practical decision-making right now in your own practice. Where does NAB fit in?
It's not a drug that I've used a whole lot, mainly because I'm generally comfortable with administering weekly paclitaxel, usually in combination with bevacizumab. And I think the CLGB trial comparing the three taxane strategies will be successful because these are questions that are important to medical oncologists and to patients as well, because there are some different toxicity profiles of the agents. As a clinical researcher, I'd be much more interested in the trial if it had a 2x2 built in, evaluating a biological agent or not. But notwithstanding that, I think the trial will accrue, and I think it will address some important issues, not the most critical issues that I think we're facing, but I think it will provide some information.
So the trial is replete with all of the questions that you want to address, Brian. So I think that one can, in this case, have one's cake and eat it too. And in terms of the adjuvant setting, I think what the company heard from the FDA is that there needed to be data in the adjuvant setting, although given the fact that it is a drug that is essentially cherry paclitaxel, to use Mark's analogy, that they would accept a trial that was far smaller than the typical adjuvant trial, largely a trial to make sure that it isn't worse to a significant degree and that the toxicity is okay, that they would relax the p-value.
I was just going to ask the question of whether other people, maybe it's more usual in the U.S., and I think it's maybe driven by some other issues, but for me, the concept that we're bringing these patients in with metastatic disease for weekly therapy is, I didn't want to hear that weekly paclitaxel was better than Q3 weekly, because I see our patients coming in every week as becoming very tied to the cancer center, and that it really affects their quality of life in a way that I don't like and I don't think they like. Is anybody else got that sense, or?
Let's see a bunch of heads shaking around the table here. MJ, final comment. When you use NAB, are you using it weekly or Q3 week?
I've used both, but mostly I favor a weekly regimen because it's much better tolerated